something came up yesterday at this time, and we didn't have time to talk about it, so I thought we would spend this entire segment, the 535 mess around, on a very controversial topic that has divided this show. At the very end of yesterday's segment here at 535, Gordo said, quote, and I quote, "I don't think Hanna-Barbera was that great."
Yeah, and I preferred
Looney Tunes.
Not to hear it.
And I know George is a huge Hanna-Barbera guy. Gordo's a huge Looney Tunes guy.
Mm-hmm.
I fall somewhere in the middle. I feel like Looney Tunes was better.
I would agree with that.
But
we have common ground there.
Hanna-Barbera had some good stuff, but in general, I felt when I was a kid watching Hanna-Barbera cartoons, there was a cheapness factor to them that Looney Tunes didn't have. So I thought we would go through the two companies' resumes.
Good.
Before you do that, can I just...
Yes, opening statements. Opening
statement. I agree with my brother Gordon that, yes, Looney Tunes was fantastic. And if I had to award best cartoons maybe of all time, I would give it to Looney Tunes. And we're talking, you know, the classics of Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam and Foghorn Leghorn and all
that. Thank you, Your Honor. I rest my case.
But hang on. But I wasn't saying which one was better. But just to say Hanna-Barbera was trash... I think you'll see as you go down this list.
I don't think they're trash necessarily.
As you go down this list of Hanna-Barbera, the depth is amazing. And then you may think that's cheap, but man, it was amazing. And I just look back at how much joy they brought me in my childhood and my kids and their childhood. And because of their depth, it's almost like it brings Hanna-Barbera up to equal footing as Looney Tunes.
But it's like when your mom bought the off-brand cereal. You still ate it for breakfast, but yeah, you knew you weren't having the good stuff.
Yeah, I toughed it out through Hanna-Barbera because it was better than anything else.
I don't know about that.
When it was the only cartoon on.
I'd put Quick Draw McGraw up against anything.
Mr. Keith, would you like to make an opening statement to judge and jury?
Yeah, his own conflicted conscience on this is evidence that of the dominance of Looney Tunes and how Hanna-Barbera was... a pale imitation of the quality entertainment that you got from those fine folks at Warner Brothers.
See, that's
thank
where
you, Your Honor.
A pale imitation is ridiculous.
Hanna-Barbera, founded by William Hanna, Joseph Barbera, and George Sidney. But we never hear about George Sidney, do we?
Yeah. No. He somehow got edited out of the title.
Of course, Looney Tunes, a Warner Brothers production, as Gordo mentioned. All right, which would you like to start with, Looney Tunes or Hanna-Barbera?
Doesn't matter. Whichever you got the up first there.
All right, Looney Tunes. Famous for, of course, Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the number one cartoon character of all time?
In my opinion, yes. But
yeah.
I guess some people would say Mickey Mouse, although what Mickey Mouse cartoon was ever entertaining ever?
None. And by the way, I want to keep this to Saturday morning cartoons. I don't want to include The Simpsons and...
okay.
Movies. We're just talking Saturday morning kids cartoons.
Yeah, I would put Bugs as the all-time cartoon.
Yeah, without
character.
A doubt.
Yeah.
The Porky Pig show, where Porky Pig is a character in Looney Tunes.
That's some okay stuff.
Yeah.
He was no... You got Bugs and you got Daffy.
I put Daffy up.
Is way up there.
Yeah. Porky Pig.
Coyote Roadrunner, which it seems like women don't like, but men like.
That's third on their resume list. I think... that may have been my favorite, the Roadrunner and Coyote.
Yeah, pre-1970s one.
Yeah, holds up,
yeah,
too.
it does hold up because it's stupid slapstick. It's eternal.
Sylvester
so
and Tweety.
So frustrating. And okay, this is where the depth thing comes in.
Sylvester and Tweety wasn't bad when they didn't include that stupid kangaroo. I didn't like the kangaroo plot line. Now, we're all going to just pretend that Pepe Le Pew is not on this list.
We can't even talk about that.
We don't.
You got to mention him. He's on your roster.
No, we're editing
and
him.
This is where I'm talking about the depth thing.
Nope.
Yeah. How are you going to answer to Pepe Le Pew and all of his Me Too moments?
I don't understand.
He was a sexual assaulting skunk, is what he was.
Elmer Fudd.
Funny.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Foghorn Leghorn.
A bunny.
Amazing.
Genius.
Very funny.
I would put him probably second or third.
Remember when he was trying to teach that little chicken hawk or whoever that
chicken
was?
Chicken hawk, yeah.
Let me learn you something,
what you, I say what you need to get is that dog. You can pick up that dog and take a 2x4 and
whack
just
it.
Like a rooster could do that.
Marvin the Martian. I always thought he was funny.
Yeah.
The something, something space modulator.
High space modulator. Voice was distracting.
Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. He can be funny at times.
Kind of a one-trick pony.
That's like Terry Bradshaw.
Yosemite Sam.
Funny.
Really funny.
Really funny.
Boy, the wars between Yosemite Sam and Bugs were just amazing.
So many classic ones. The one I always cite is when they were... He was trying to swindle Bugs out of his... Bugs had found some gold. It was set in the Old West. And Bugs found a whole bunch of gold. And Bugs is playing real innocent, dumb Bugs. And Yosemite Sam trying to swindle him out of his gold. And played a hand of blackjack, which Bugs had never played before.
But of course...
And he stood on one card. And Yosemite Sam got a giggle out of that. Then the reveal comes. And of course, Bugs had been dealt the 21 of hearts. Very rare card.
Somehow they would charge each other when they're in different forts, and as they would arrive at the other guy's fort, the flags would then change from we to they, and they to we.
They to we, and all that. Of course, anytime Yosemite Sam had a bag of gunpowder, what would Bugs do? You poke a hole in it, and then
light it.
Yeah, and then Yosemite Sam would run over the far hill, and you just see an explosion on the other end. Oh, man. Those are great.
Isn't that the other thing that made Looney Tunes better? It was more well-written. Mm-hmm. It was more clever. And there was something more visually appealing to it.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't describe what it was, but just as I imagine that scene that you're talking about with Yosemite Sam running over the hill and Bugs lighting it, there was just something very visually stimulating about it.
Absolutely.
And it was more... three-dimensional, where Hanna-Barbera seemed more one- or two-dimensional.
Yes, Hanna-Barbera just seemed real mass-produced.
And the music in Warner Brothers.
Oh, Carl Stalling's music in Warner Brothers and Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So brilliant.
That's a pretty deep bench. I know, George, you think Hanna-Barbera was deeper, but that's a pretty deep bench.
Yeah, it's quality, too. Great quality. I would say more quality at the top, but...
Your Honor, can I please rest my case again here? He always makes the best arguments for me, so...
Well, our argument is not which one's better. I said at the beginning I would give the advantage to Looney Tunes, but just...
Your Honor, now can I rest my case?
Oh, my God.
I want to end on this high.
No, because we have to run down the Hanna-Barbera lineup.
Oh. Yeah, you just can't easily dismiss them.
Okay. Hanna-Barbera, great hits included... Tom and Jerry.
Oh. Wildly popular, and a lot of people love it. I never thought it was that great.
I don't think...
Your Honor, can I now rest my case?
That's one. We got about 50 more to go.
I don't think I ever laughed at Tom and Jerry.
No, I would agree with you there. I thought they were always overrated.
That's still their one seed. It's still on TV all the time now.
I know, and I don't understand it.
The Quick Draw McGraw Show.
That is genius.
Nobody even remembers
Quick Draw.
It.
I'll do the thinning around here.
Stupid.
Hilarious.
Stupid.
The Flintstones. Great.
Classic.
Great cartoon.
And yes.
But you said that you were only doing Saturday morning stuff. That was like a Simpsons deal to where it was a primetime
cartoon.
It's
Hanna-Barbera, though. And you're comparing Looney Tunes to Hanna-Barbera. That was a big deal for Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, wait, okay. Well, then if we're going to compare Hanna-Barbera, let's compare it to Warner Brothers. And they did lots of stuff that was more than just Looney Tunes.
Very unclear there.
The Yogi Bear Show.
Hilarious.
Oh, Yogi Bear. Beating.
This was a kick to my nuts.
Beating. Hey, boo-boo.
Oh,
let's go get that big in a basket. Great.
Stupid.
Top Cat?
Yeah. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, everyone really remembers how funny he was.
Force.
This is greatness, but also started as a primetime series, which I didn't realize, The Jetsons.
Yeah, that was a primetime series.
Interesting. I love The Jetsons.
Yeah.
They always, you know, I liked them, and I remember watching them a lot.
It was basically Flintstones in space.
Yeah, they creeped me out. It was a particularly bad time in my life when I was watching them, so I don't know if I conflate the two or whatever.
That's not Hanna-Barbera's fault.
I don't remember this at all. The Peter Potamus Show?
Yeah.
I'm sure George loved it.
Yeah.
Because it was a knockoff.
The Adam Ant Secret Squirrel Show?
Uh-huh. Wow. Adam Ant. He was the little superhero, had the big A on his
ecstasy
on his sweater.
Still better.
Jeez.
I'm starting to run out of...
Yep, see?
What about Snagglepuss?
Oh, here's a good one. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo was great.
No, yes. No. Revisit.
And you're forgetting about Snagglepuss even.
And Huckleberry Hound. Oh,
that voice.
Gosh.
He was the Wade Phillips.
See, you know what? I think that's what really turned me off to Hanna-Barbera was I didn't like their voices.
Oh, I thought they had great voices.
Like, I loved
McGraw's voice was awesome.
Mel Blanc's voices on Warner Bros. All that. He was just great. And Hanna-Barbera's voices kind of creeped me out.
Man, I'm trying to rank these. I'd put Scooby as their best. I'd put Flintstones and Jetsons up there for sure in the top three. I guess they're going to go with Tom and Jerry and Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound, but I don't even really see the depth necessarily, George.
We're leaving some out. Let me go back and forth.
Well, they have
what was
some,
Underdog? Was like, that Hanna-Barbera?
You know, I don't think that was for some reason.
Hong Kong Phooey?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so. No, on this Hanna-Barbera list is also a bunch that I've never heard of. Cindy Bear, Yaki...
Yeah, that was Yogi's girlfriend.
Yaki Doodle, Ranger Smith, Penelope Pitstop, Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Coast
huge.
To Coast. Coast to Coast
that
is good.
That's huge. Different.
Magilla Gorilla. Zorak, Snuffles.
Magilla Gorilla, hilarious.
The Wonder Twins.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They had tons throughout the 70s and even into the 90s, and I didn't see some of this stuff, but they did Richie Rich and Space Stars and
all
that stuff.
All of that is time filler between good Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I still say Looney Tunes was better, but Hanna-Barbera, as I said in the plane that one night, had some great stuff. Don't sleep on Hanna-Barbera. Don't rag them.
Hong Kong Phooey was Hanna-Barbera.
Okay.
Gotta give him credit for that.
Yes.
I loved Hong Kong Phooey.
It's politically incorrect.
And the sound effects, we had that Hanna-Barbera sound effects library. Incredible sound effects that you need to appreciate.
But probably
if you
not.
Didn't appreciate their voices, their sound effects were amazing.
All right, my verdict as judge and jury is that Looney Tunes was superior.
By far.
Better characters, more depth.
Your Honor, if I could just add to your sentence, by far.
More well-written, more visually stimulating. Mm-hmm. The winner is Looney Tunes, and we will present their
That's
award
fine.
To them.
Just don't insult
at a time of our choosing.
Early victory for me here today.
It's no win. It's no win at all.
All right, coming up next, something is going to be missing at the PGA Championship.